The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Alongside Mark Duran, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU looking for its first win over Oklahoma State in more than 20 years. BYU's last win over the Cowboys came 76-71 on the home floor of the Utah Jazz back on December 6th, 2003. The all-time series 4-4 between BYU and OSU. Cougars have won one and lost one here in Provo. As we come into the second half, it is BYU by 3 points, and the Cougars will have the ball to start the second half. 32-29 Cougars. The Cougs lately, when not making their first three in the first half, have had a penchant of making their first three in the second half. We'll see if that transpires again here tonight. Here we go. Trevin Nell will trigger in. Dallin Hall runs a point for BYU. Spencer Johnson, Noah Waterman, and Khalifa join Nell and Hall on the floor. So same starting five for BYU. And the same starting five for Oklahoma State as well. Here we go. BYU left to right as we see it and you hear it in half number two. The BYU forecourt will be right in front of us here at the Marriott Center. Third consecutive sellout, fifth on the year for BYU, 17,798. BYU will lead the Big 12 in conference home game attendance in its first year in this great basketball conference. Here we go. Dallin Hall with the ball and over the timeline. Dallin starts at left.
Here comes Nell.
Nell to the top, finds Khalifa. Khalifa bounces once to the right arc. Johnson pull, fire, score from three. There it is again. The Cougars with their fourth Mountain America Credit Union three, make it five threes on the night. They had four at the break. That's number five. And BYU by six, 35-29. John Michael Wright, wing right, to Javon Small. Feeds the baseline to Brandon Garrison. He backs down on Noah Waterman. Gets to the middle, squares, and misses the jump shot right in front of the rim. Spencer Johnson grabs it off the iron and takes it forecourt left side. Khalifa straight away. Dribble to the right. Let's Nell curl by, pass on the wing right side to Noah Waterman. Between the circles, Dallin Hall.
Johnson's off the side. Maybe Dallin will get off here.
Khalifa, arc right, will take a baseline drive. Don't see a lot of this from Khalifa. To the cutter, Trevin Nell hit on the foul on the way to the rim. He'll get two free throws. So Nell to the stripe. Good chance for a three-point play there to make it a three-pointer and a three-point play to start the second half, but they'll have to settle for two if Nell can knock down both free throws. 35-29, BYU by six. Game high lead's been nine in this one. It came at 28-19. So Trevin Nell, a 75% free throw shooter, making his first two free throw tries of the game and makes number one. Trevin Nell, now 30 for his last 36 at the free throw line. Excellent. Scored 16 points in the game in Stillwater. Trevin for the second. And two for two for Trevin. BYU opens second half on a 5-0 spurt. And the lead is 8 at 37-29. Solid start for BYU here in half number two.
Could use one of those TCU runs.
Runner by Small doesn't go. And Spencer Johnson grabs another one. Six rebounds for Spence, and he goes downhill and then passes it through the hands of Waterman. Waterman pulled his hands back, thinking it wasn't for him, as hot as it was, and BYU turns it over here early in half number two and turns it over with a chance at a double-digit lead. They haven't had one yet.
That was the right play, but way too hot from Spencer. Noah was wide open. That's why he pulled his hands back. It can't possibly be for me. It's too hard.
So the fastball to the backstop there. 37-29. Small, straight away, John Michael Wright. You figure, Mark, if they can just get that double-digit lead, push it a little bit, Oklahoma State, and it might be done for the night. Step back three for Small. Ooh. No. Front rim, back rim, window and off, and Spencer grabs another one. That's seven rebounds. Coming off a career-high 11 boards, Johnson Wednesday and Ames. Khalifa left side. Nell takes a hit out front, no call. Now Khalifa on the arc left side. Waterman up front. Waves traffic with his right hand. Gives to Johnson. Johnson beats right to the base. Gets right to the rim. Up and in. Spencer Johnson gives the Cougars their first double-digit lead of the night at 39-29.
And welcome to the game, Spencer. Five quick ones in the second half.
Fans start to get a little more noisy here as the team's taking a lead they hope to push out. John Michael Wright will bring it out to the top of the arc. 15-second shot clock. 17:40 game clock. Williams to make it a seven-point game. Misses the three. Khalifa for the rebound. Ollie with board number three. BYU plays for a 12 or 13-point lead on this possession. Spencer top of the key. Ollie sets a screen and pops behind the back. Pass to the popper. Khalifa three. He got it!
Timeout.
What a play! And timeout to Oklahoma State. 13-point lead early in half number two. It's 42-29.
Spencer Johnson has come to play in the second half. What a pass. And the shot from Ali Khalifa. Count it.
Ali for three for the third time tonight. And it's BYU 42, OSU 29. We're taking a timeout on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Well, I think we're going to call this 10-0 spurt to start the second half, our all-pro capital money moment of the game. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments with all-pro capital. What a moment it's been. 10-0 is the Cougars' run to start half number two in the first 2.5 minutes, and the run punctuated by an Ali Khalifa three. He leads BYU with three triples on the night. Ali's got nine, all from the arc. And the Cougars go from leading 32-29 at the break to leading 42-29 early in half number two.
How about Spencer Johnson? He's scoreless in that first half. He's got 5 points. It's a big three to get the run started. He's got, I'd say, at least three rebounds in this second half. He's got an assist last time out to Ali Khalifa. Senior night for Spencer Johnson. He's showing up big in the second half.
And BYU, by the way, is 3-0 this year when Ali has three or more threes, and he's at that number, so that's a good sign. We'll come back in Cowboy basketball, and they've only got one timeout remaining, by the way. Mike Boynton's used three of his four timeouts, and BYU's used only one in the game. In fact, I'm not even sure they called one in the first half, so they had to use it or lose it. They lost, so 3-1, the timeouts remaining. BYU with the full disposal of three after halftime. Jamyron Keller out front. Rocks a dribble on Spencer Johnson to the cutter. Jamon Sfall curls to meet on the wing left side. Now Daly will back down on Waterman. Turnaround jump hook. No. Rebound Spencer Johnson. How about eight rebounds for Spence? He comes downhill. Hooks it low to Noah. Noah corrals on the baseline. Good handles by Noah to keep that in bounds. Hall, right corner, Noah. Noah gets closed out on, so it's Hall right wing. Dallin up top, Dallin down the lane, right to the rim, scooping a miss at the hoop. Offensive rebound, Ali out to Waterman. He'll head fake it, he'll drive it, he'll Euro to the paint. Jump stop out to Spencer for three. There it is! Spencer Johnson with his second three. He's got 8 points to go with eight rebounds, and BYU's gone on a 13-0 run to start the second half. Another Mountain America Credit Union three for BYU. Three-point number picking up. The pass to Garrison in the paint takes a foul to Garrison as he tried to haul it in. Dallin picks it up. 16-23 to play here in Provo. 45-29 is our new score. BYU made four threes in the entire first half. They've already made three on three for three from deep here in the second.
The senior Spencer Johnson's going to qualify for AAR3.
He's maybe pacing for a double-double on his senior night. Javon Small cut off in the paint.
Really good defense on the dribble penetration.
Daly shoving away Waterman. Baseline jumper from Garrison. Good from the right base. And that ends a 13-0 run to start the second half for BYU. Garrison's got six. Spencer Johnson has two career double-doubles. BYU's 1-1 in those two games. Spencer's at 8 points, eight rebounds. Khalifa up high. Let's traffic pass by. Now Spencer takes a bump at the free throw line. We'll take it to the short corner left out to Khalifa. Pirouettes and passes off to Dallin Hall. Kick in the corner. Trevin for three. That's good. Everything's going. BYU 4-for-4 from deep. And the Cougs make it a 17-point lead for the first time at 48-31. Small. Hang and miss at the rim on a drive. Gets it right back on the offensive rebound. A reset to the right arc. That just fell to the right guy. It was four white shirts, three white shirts, and one black shirt, and that guy got it. Small up top. 10-second shot clock now on a penetration by Hicklin. He looks to pass away and does in the corner to Small on a 6-second shot clock. Small jab, jab, step back, penetrate, spin, hang, miss at the rim, foul, Hall, and free throws. So on a 2-second shot clock, timeout on the floor. It'll be free throws for Oklahoma State after this. They got the ball back on the offensive rebound and made it count for a chance at points. Free throws, OSU next. BYU pulling away, though. A 16-2 run to start half number two. 15:08 to go in Provo. Taking a break. 48-31 Cougars on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. On Wednesday in Ames, BYU's excellent three-point shooting in the first half was counterbalanced by kind of a sluggish three-point performance after halftime. BYU lost that game. Here tonight, Cougars didn't hit very well from three in the first half at only 4 for 19. Well, how does 4 for 4 to start the second half sound as BYU takes a 17-point lead on a 16-2 run to start half number two, 48-31, BYU over Oklahoma State.
There must be a wind gust in that west tunnel on that side of the floor because BYU really struggles in the first half, but, man, they're just on fire here in the second. How about Spencer Johnson, Trevin Nell, 2 points between them in the first half. They've got 13 already here between those two in the second half.
That is something. Spencer Johnson, 3 for 3, 2 for 2 from deep, and Trevin Nell's one shot from the field was a three that he made and added a couple of free throws. BYU's 5 for 6 after halftime. OSU is 1 for 7. And you figure, Marcus, might be the time where BYU can kind of put the hammer down on a team that has really very little to play for. They're locked into the 13 seed, locked into their matchup on Tuesday in Kansas City. BYU will be either the 5 or the 6, so some wiggle room for BYU. 6 with a loss, 5 with a win. And with the win, BYU will open tournament play Wednesday morning. Could be against Oklahoma State again, but they've got to get past UCF on Tuesday.
Well, for this Oklahoma State, you really want to send a message here and not let them kind of inch back into this game. Don't let them have a sniff. Just have a dominant second-half performance here. So if you do play them in the tournament, that will be the last memory they've had.
As we come back in, Javon Small will be taking his third and fourth free throws of the night. He's 2 for 2 so far on this night, 5 points all coming in the first half. Javon Small from South Bend, Indiana, the East Carolina transfer, 6'3", 195 junior. Scored 14 against BYU in Stillwater and makes the free throw into the Rock end of the stadium. The Rock, the BYU student section, roar of Cougars. And they were here early and all the way to the Raptors on this sold-out night.
Just an amazing fan support this year, the sellouts.
2 for 2 on the trip. Small, an 86% free throw shooter, shows why, going 4 for 4 tonight. The lead down to 15 here. 48-33 in exactly 15 minutes to play here at the Marriott Center. Dallin Hall starts it right, now veers it left on the dribble. Dallin got a haircut since the last game. Trevin Nell, baseline drive, drops it off for Foose. Foose scores at the rim, and a foul.
Another great feed from Trevin, just dropping that like a dime to Foose when the help came.
Foul to Small. That's foul number 2 for OSU. Fouls are even, 2 apiece.
That's 3 assists for Trevin. I don't know if he got that assist on that tip in the first half on the rebound, but, man, 3 assists, that was a beauty.
50-33, BYU by 17. This for the Cougs' first 18-point lead of the night. It'll hold at 17. Foose missed the free throw short. 50-33 is our score. 14:44 to play here in Provo. Jamyron Keller not having the kind of game he had against BYU in Stillwater in his first career start. He went off for 22. Keller sitting at 4. Small left corner. Takes an end line drive. Acrobatic reverse lay-in missed. And the rebound to Saunders. Outlet Hall. Down floor. Dallin right side. Dallin stops at the arc. Looks left. Passes up top. Short pass to Foose. Foose on the top of the arc. Holds it out for Jackson Robinson, who's in the game. Jackson drives low. Lost the dribble and turnover on BYU.
Jackson was terrific in that first half, and he must have been licking his chops, waiting to get into this game, but an inauspicious start for him as he dribbles it off his leg.
So OSU basketball. Pink shoes for Jamyron Keller into forecourt. Right wing John Michael Wright, the black-clad Cowboys, the white-clad Cougs. Keller high to right wing to Eric Daly Jr. He had a highlight reel dunk in the first half and has a highlight reel reverse lay-in here in the second half. 15-point game, 50-35 is our score.
Just don't want to
Daly's
give any,
got 9.
Any smell, any sense that they can get back in. Here's Foose.
Foose, yes. Nice up and under on the smaller defender. Another chance at a 3-point play. Another foul against OSU. This will go against Keller, his second. Third against the Cowboys after halftime. And Foose back to the line. Fuseni Traore.
Really smart to recognize that Keller switched on Foose. They got it to him, easy bucket.
Foose shooting low 70s in the free throws. He's 0 for 1 tonight, missed a moment ago, 45 for 62 on the season. Nell will check out and Spencer Johnson in. Spencer pacing for a double-double at 8 and 8. Foose at the line.
Well short on his first attempt. Got to be careful not to overcompensate.
This would give Foose the team-high scoring lead, and he missed the free throw again short. So he stays at 10, Robinson at 10. So both BYU scoring leaders are off the bench. The lead 17, 52-35. Fuchs has missed his last three free throws, going back to Ames Wednesday and here tonight. John Michael Wright, right side. Guarded by Saunders. Saunders stays with Wright, who cuts low as the pass goes high to Daly. Daly on the smaller Hall, knocked him over. Contact, no call. Blocked by Foose. And the Cougs come racing away. Spencer Johnson, left side. Right corner. Jackson. Saunders, trailer. Jackson, three. No, he missed it front rim. The
back.
Rebound to Connor Dow, who's checked in for the first time. The Cougars do get back as Keller races past Saunders. Reverse lay and score. Keller's got six. And the lead down to 15 again. 52-37. 13 minutes to play here in Provo.
It's a great look for Jackson. He's 0 for 3. He's had a nice game, but 0 for 3 from 3.
And he's the guy on the 17-game three-point streak, tied for ninth longest single-season streak in BYU history. The only player with a three in every Big 12 game for BYU's Jackson Robinson. Dallin Hall stops mid-alley. Left pass is kicked. 12:46 on the game clock. Cougars lead, comfortable 15, but really want to get that thing to 20 here.
There's no comfortable lead as we've found in this league. And so many times he's come back in the second half, but BYU's in a good spot here at home with that lead.
Get baseline send in for Spencer Johnson to the left of the BYU bucket. Lobs it, arcs it to Saunders' left side. Now left wing, 35 feet away is Hall. A head fake will drive on Dow, get past Dow. Will hand side to Johnson for three. Nope, BYU's second miss from three here in the second half, but an offensive rebound collected by Saunders. He'll gather it. Hyde Jackson on the three-point line. We'll back it out to a 15-second shot clock. Spencer Johnson left side, 35 feet away. Now stripe extended. Hall on the arc left. A post feed to Foose. Foose.
It's a good matchup.
Posting up, jump hook over. Daly rolls off the back rim and out of bounds off of Foose. It'll be Oklahoma State basketball. So the lead stays at 15. OSU basketball with 12:15 to play here in Provo.
Wow, really good look. Just rims out. And Foose almost got his own rebound. They say it's off him.
Dallin Hall will check out. And so, Trey Stewart re-enters for BYU.
Not a lot going on for Dallin Hall tonight.
No points on 0 for 3. Two rebounds, five assists, though. And that's, that's 22 consecutive games with three or more assists for Dallin. 12:05 to play. Keller launches and misses the three left corner. Foose grabs the carom. Outlets Trey Stewart, front court left. Trey to the trailer, Traore. Traore hops up top. Jackson for three. There it is! The streak extended. 18 games in a row with a three-pointer for Jackson Robinson. And the Cougs lead by 18 for the first time tonight. 55-37.
Game high 13 points for Jax.
Daly, left block. Right wing, John Michael Wright, answer for three, no. Rebound, Saunders slapped it, deflected, Robinson racing with it. BYU's got numbers 5-on-4. Skip past left corner, Spencer will head fake it. He'll penetrate, stop at 10 feet, Richie for three, and that's good! BYU 6-for-8 from deep after halftime. That's 10 threes against OSU. No one's made more than 10 threes against the Cowboys all year. Will BYU be the first team to do it? Looks like so. 11:10 to play. BYU by 21 now. 58-37. Steele, Johnson. Spencer front court left side. Spencer on the dribble to the right elbow. Pulls it out to the arc and finds Stewart. BYU now pulling away a little bit. It's BYU by 21. They go low to Foose. Reverse flip and score. Foose and Traore. Timeout. Oklahoma State and the Cowboys are out of timeouts with 10:51 to go. We're taking a break. It is BYU by 23 for the first time tonight. That feels like it might be it. 60-37. BYU on an 8-0 run, leading us to a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
Two other top 25 games in action besides the one right now that has the Cougars up 60-37 on Oklahoma State in the first half. Arizona, fifth-ranked Arizona and USC tied at 18, and with 2 minutes left to go in Logan, 22nd-ranked Utah State is up 82-80 on New Mexico. Now back to the Marriott Center with Greg and Mark.
Back courtside here at the Marriott Center with 10:51 to play. Thank you, Ben. 60-37, BYU leading Oklahoma State. BYU basketball brought to you by JCW's. Dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody. From burgers to wings, shakes to salads, JCW's quality and a lot of it in Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. For BYU, threes and a lot of them after halftime. BYU 4-for-19 from deep in the first half, 6-for-8 from the arc in the second half. BYU now with 10 threes on 10-for-27. So these are the four teams to make 10 threes against Oklahoma State this year. And only four. Sam Houston, Creighton, West Virginia, now BYU. No opponent has made 11 or more against the Cowboys all year. Might BYU become the first? Jackson Robinson with his 1-3 made moments ago, now 1-for-4 from deep. That's number 70 on the year. He's the 15th BYU player with 70 or more in a single season. He also ties Alex Barcelo and Chase Fisher for the 7th longest single-season 3-point streak in BYU history. That's 18 consecutive games with a 3. All 18 games of Big 12 play for Jackson Robinson.
I think I had 2 games consecutive with the 3, so that's pretty good, I guess. But how about BYU in the Marriott Center in the second half? The last 30 minutes of the game, the last 2 games, they've outscored their opponent by 49 points. It's ridiculous, and we still have 10 minutes to play.
So why is the crowd getting so loud here? We're coming out of a timeout. Who's on the big screen?
Puka!
Puka Nacua in the house! And he stands up to acknowledge a standing ovation here at the Marriott Center.
He deserves all the cheers you could give him. What a year he had.
Great to see Puka back in the building, and so many great NFL stars showing up for BYU basketball games this year. It's been a lot of fun.
It's a hot ticket. This team is a fun watch, and they're doing great.
NCAA tournament bound, 60-37, BYU leading Oklahoma State. Keller's going to drive it, cuff it, and pull it out to the right wing. Javon Small at the free throw line. Corner three missed by Justin McBride, who's checked in, and that's 10 rebounds for Spencer Johnson to go with 8 points.
Just needs a bucket. Double-double. Senior night.
I believe the first back-to-back games in his career with double-figure rebounds. 11 on Wednesday, now 10 here tonight. No, he had one more set of double-figure rebounds back-to-back. Jackson Robinson will drive, scoop, and score meantime. Jackson Robinson driving lay-in, 62-37. BYU by 25 for the first time tonight.
The Cowboys may have put out the bedroll and put out the fire and go to bed.
Javon Small in the paint on Jackson Robinson. Little step through and squeezes it off the window good. Small,
I like
has
Small.
9.
He's a good player. I like Small.
I should note, second time this season, Spencer's gone back-to-back double-figure rebound games as Jackson misses a 3. The collection there by Justin McBride off the rim. 9:35 to play. BYU lead 23. Game high lead's been 25. Keller on the wing left side, blocked by Spencer Johnson. Back into his hands. The handoff there to Connor Dow. Dow up top. Smith 3, top of the key. Good. Javon Small. 12 points for Small. And the lead gets a little smaller, but it's still 20. 62-42 with 9:09 to play here at the Marriott Center. Spencer Johnson. Great hook pass to Foose. And the right-hand hammer. Spencer Johnson. 8 points. 10 rebounds. 4 assists. And Foose now ups his point total off the bench to 14. Robinson 15, BYU 14, the push shot and the foul as Small scores again. He's got 14 and goes back to the free throw line. It's a 20-point game. Small can make it 19, 8:55 to play. The bench point number right now, Mark, is 34-9 in BYU's favor.
Yeah, they've had a great bench all year. It hasn't been as dominant in the Big 12, but man, they've got... When you see Jackson and Foose and Richie coming off the bench in that first sub, you're just like, wow, that's a good bench.
So Small is 4-for-4 at the free throw line, 14 points on the night, and makes again. He's got 15 on 5-for-5 at the stripe. He's the only Cowboy in double figures at 15 points. 8:50 to play. BYU's lead down under 20 now at 64-45. BYU's 5 of its last 6 from the field, but the Cowboys 3 of their last 3. Robinson trying to pass to Foose beneath the bucket and turned it over.
A couple of tough minutes for Jackson. You got a big lead, but you got to be smart, too.
Small, a driving kick left corner. McBride will bully Saunders out of the way and draw a foul on the help defender. No, they're going to get it on Saunders. Foose came for the help, and then Richie's called for the foul. So 8:31 to play, and if the Cowboys are intent on hanging around, they're showing what they need to do in the last about minute or so to make that happen. 64-45. The lead's gone from 25 down to 19 on an 8-2 Oklahoma State run.
I just say, as a free throw goes up from OSU, I think these referees have done a good job. They haven't dominated the game. Not a lot of whistles, and the Rock gets a miss there.
And that's not totally surprising. Justin McBride is the shooter, and he's now 2 for 13 at the free throw line this year. Came into the game shooting 17% from the free throw line. Wow.
Everybody be ready to really box out here, because it's going to likely be a long rebound.
Atiki Ali Atiki can rebound. He's just checked in for the first time tonight. Second for McBride on 2 for 13 on the year at the line. 3 for 14, makes 1 of 2. Lead 18, 64 to 46. Not out of the woods yet. Waterman and Hall and Johnson run the weave out front. Dallin accelerates into the paint, lobs it for Atiki. He bobbled and turned it over. Over to the hands of Waterman, who lost it, and then the Cougs do indeed give it up.
Yeah, this has not been a good 2 or 3 minutes here. You're flirting.
Small, right wing McBride on the arc. McBride left wing Dow. Dow to Small. There goes the three. In through the hoop. Wow. 15-point game. It was 25. And it's a 12-2 run for Oklahoma State. Under 8 minutes to play. BYU's leading at 64-49.
Mess around. You're going to find out.
12-2 run, including a 7-0 spurt here. Cougs need to make. Couple of careless, oh my gosh, another turnover in the paint. Oklahoma State making a run here. Small into Saunders. Fade away Small, and it's a 13-point game. We're going to see timeout here for BYU. 7:34 to go, and it's a 13-point game on a 14-2 run by Oklahoma State. This game was all but put to bed with a 25-point lead, and the Cougs have shown that they have a penchant in the second half, especially. To let lead slip. It's down to 13. Timeout Cougars. 7:27 to go. We're taking a break. 64-51 BYU on the new skin. BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the All-Pro Capital courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
BYU basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. So a couple of trends for BYU this year have been, you know, the giving up of big second half leads and certain players going off in the second half against BYU, whether it's Pop Isaacs or Darius Johnson or tonight Javon Small. Guys start getting hot and the Cougs have a tough time cooling them down. Javon Small, 15 of his 20 coming after halftime and single-handedly keeping OSU in the game. Now the Cougars still have a nice lead. It's 13 points, but it was 25 points just a couple of minutes ago. It is a 14-2 run in 2 minutes and 18 seconds for Oklahoma State. So it's still a ball game, Mark. We'll still, Mark, a lot of time left. 7:27 to play here in Provo. So, Mark, you always say that's why you build the 25-point lead, so you can withstand this run that is right now 14-2, but it's 9-0 in 90 seconds.
Well, it's just kind of reinforcing what we've seen a lot from BYU, and you don't want to do that. And also, even if the OSU doesn't come back, it'll give them something to hang their hat on. You're likely going to play them next week, and you don't want to give them any confidence. It started really innocuously. BYU had a full shot clock. Jackson took a long three, 5 feet beyond. It was contested. Really no reason to shoot that. You can get that anytime. Use some clock, and OSU comes down and hits a three, and then a turnover, and another three. I mean, it's just the little things. You can't just let up and be relaxed. You have to finish all the way to the finish line.
All right, big possession for BYU, we think, coming out of the timeout here. 7:25 to go. BYU looking for a make. Three turnovers in the last 90 seconds for BYU. Khalifa, usually a good guy to go to coming out of the timeout. Gives to Dallin Hall. Baseline drive, pulls it out beneath the basket on the wing left side to Trevin Nell. Now Dallin up top, under 10 on the shot. Dallin, as posting up is Khalifa. Don't see a lot of that from Khalifa. Goes right corner. Noah, now the post up to Khalifa. 3-2. Dallin with one. Three-pointer. Got it! Dallin Hall! Wow! His first bucket of the night, and comes in a huge time for BYU. 67-51. The Cougs by 16. A one-second shot clock. Dallin for three. Top of the key. Knocks it down.
That was enormous. What a shot.
Javon Small. Can they cool him down? Passed out of the mid-range jumper to Garrison. Scores, and the foul to answer. Garrison's got 8, goes to the line for 9, a 64% free throw shooter. So the Cougs get the big make coming out of the break, but then OSU right back down the lane and back up to the rim and in for Garrison. The Cowboys have made their last 6 shots from the field to keep it a game. It is BYU by 14, 67-53, still 6:39 to go. And the Cowboys are not going away because they can't miss. Garrison can't miss at the free throw line. He's got 9. Averaging 6 points a game since his big breakout game against BYU. Got 9 tonight. Dallin Hall made the biggest shot of the night a moment ago, but we're back to 13, 67-54. Trevin, and that's no good. BYU, by the way, with its 11-3 a moment ago, the only Oklahoma State opponent to make 11 threes or more this season. No one had made more than 10. Small gathers, Banks misses. Big miss at the rim. Offensive rebound, score for McBride, and foul.
And a foul. You kidding me?
Offensive rebound, Mark, for Oklahoma State. And second chance points. And the lead's down to 11. That Dallin Hall 3 makes it 16. But Oklahoma State has made 7 of the last 8, and the one they missed, they just offensive rebound for a score. And McBride, who's 1-for-2 at the free throw line and is only in the 20% range for the season, will go to the line to complete a 3-point play. It's still double digits, but the lead down to 11 here, 67-56. McBride can make it 10. It was just 16 a second ago. Free throw good.
Kidding me.
He came into the night 2-for-12 on the year, 2-for-3 tonight. BYU's lead's down to 10. It was 25 4 minutes ago. Dallin Hall, wing right. High to Johnson. Johnson hounded by Keller. Trevin Nell, baseline, trying to drift pass, was bodied on the base. That'll be foul number 4 in Oklahoma State to 6 for BYU. The Cowboys hadn't whistled for a foul in about 10 minutes, I think. And that'll be out of bounds to BYU with 5:56 to go. BYU had the lead at 25, 62-37. Since then, 20 for the Cowboys to 15 for BYU. And Foose drives for the dunk and misses the dunk, and he's fouled on his way to the hoop. And he'll go to the rim for 2 as the foul to McBride puts Foose at the line.
It's a really big miss, though. It looks like Foose is going to have an easy dunk and missed it. A little contact, but he should have had that. Now he's got to hit 2 free throws where he's already 0-for-2 on the night. Both way short. Get your legs under you, Foose. Knock it in.
Just recapping that run a moment ago, I think I got wrong on the math. It's 20-5 Cowboys since BYU went up 25. Foose rattles it in. Take it. You take it. He had missed 3 in a row going back to Wednesday. Makes a big free throw to make it 11, 68-57. That one crawled over the rim. Maybe this one's a swish. He's been kind of short, short, short. Maybe he just pushed this in the heart here. 68-57. No, he's heavy. Foose has hit some free throw doldrums late in the season. 68-57, BYU by 11. Cowboys, though, can make it a single-digit game with still a ton of time left. 5:40.
Crowd needs to get going here. Give guys a energy.
Head fake from Small from 3. We'll take it base left, pull it out to the left corner.
Yes.
Offensive foul on the Cowboys.
Yeah, Spencer drew it. He baited Garrison into that one.
Well, should be coming the other way here. Yes, it'll be called against Garrison. And that'll be 5 on OSU to BYU 6. That's a big turnover for the Cowboys with 5:29 to play. BYU basketball leading it by 11.
Spencer's so smart. He had to switch on to Garrison. Foose went to Small, and he had the mismatch and was waiting for the contact. And
so
it took it. It took it.
No timeout. What are they going to look at?
Looking at to see if Garrison threw an elbow here. Spencer went down hard, and it wasn't an acting foul. I mean, there was a lot of contact, so maybe they're looking at whether
or not
this is a
flagrant.
Okay,
that's got to be it. So there's no timeout, but an official's timeout here with 5:29 to play. And BYU leading it by 11. They're going to go to the monitor to check on the foul that Spencer Johnson just drew. We tell you that BYU basketball is brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right here in Provo, Utah. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. Well, the Cougars have this game in hand at 62-37. Since then, 20-6 is the Oklahoma State run to hang in this one. The Cowboys have made 7 of the last 8. To BYU's credit, the Cougars are scoring now pretty much every time down the floor. The Cougs have made 6 of their last 8, so it's punch and counterpunch right now. So common foul, says Kelly Self. Nothing beyond that. So team foul number 6 for the Cowboys. And it'll be 2. Oh, no. 1 on Garrison. But the fouls are even 6 all here in the second half.
I like here now, that was almost a timeout for BYU, so they'll drop something, but I'd like to use about 20 seconds to get it into Foose to work on Garrison.
5:29 to play. BYU with a lead at the 5-minute mark this season, 20-0, and they've won 23 consecutive games when leading at the 5-minute mark, and BYU will lead at the 5-minute mark tonight. BYU in forecourt, 18-second shot clock for Dallin Hall to Nell up high. Nell to the right junction, pulls it out, and returns the ball to Hall between the circles on a 5-minute, 5-second game clock and 8-second shot clock. Dallin at the left junction to Foose, little push shot. Good! From 15 feet, Fuseni Traore gives BYU a 13-point lead, and for Foose, that's 15 to tie Jackson, make it 17 to take the scoring lead away from Jackson Robinson for BYU. Small leads all scores with 20 for the Cowboys. Jamyron Keller hooks a short pass that Foose takes away. Foose steals it. Ahead to Johnson. Johnson for a double-double. No. Passes out of it to the right corner to Waterman. Waterman.
No need to force it.
On a back down. High to Hall. 20-second shot clock. Dallin cuffs it. Lays it up and scores it! Dallin Hall! 5 points after halftime. And I can't think of 5 bigger points to score for BYU. 72-57. The Cougars lead by 15.
How about Foose getting the turnover in the first place? Great job from the big fella.
Small elbow jumper. Yes, he is feeling it. 22 to lead all scorers. 13-point game, 72-59. But BYU's been under that 5-minute mark with the lead. They don't lose these games when leading it at 5 minutes to play. 13-point lead now. Hall, slow bounce right side. Dallin and Spencer Johnson takes a hip check, and that's going to be a flagrant one on Oklahoma State. And that'll be free throws and the ball after this. 3:58 to go. BYU looking to close it out after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, a proud sponsor of BYU Athletics. Well, credit Oklahoma State for cutting a 25-point BYU lead to 10 on a 20-5 run, but I feel like the Cowboys comeback effort may have just run out of gas a little bit, and I think the pièce de résistance or the coup de grace might be what we just saw before the break, a flagrant one on Oklahoma State, giving BYU a chance to reestablish a 15-point lead and get the ball after the free throws, and so a chance for BYU to make it 15, 16, 17, 18 points here with 3:58 to play at the Marriott Center. BYU 72, Oklahoma State 59. Dallin Hall had the bucket to make it a 16-point lead late and the bucket to make it a 15-point lead late. Two big shots for Dallin Hall after a scoreless first half and, in fact, a scoreless first 35 minutes of the game for Dallin Hall.
Yeah, I think he was just kind of pulling back a little bit, not being as aggressive as he was in the Iowa State game and just trying to be a facilitator. He's getting the assist, which I like all right, but there's a middle ground. You don't have to be super aggressive, but you don't want to be passive. There's a middle lane for Dallin, and he's hit some big, big shots in this second half.
Dallin Hall, a 9.2-point per game average, 4 rebounds and 5 assists per game, and Dallin has 6 helpers on this night. And look how many different players have assists. Waterman has 1. Johnson has 4. Nell has 3. Hall has 6. Foose has 1. Robinson has 1. Saunders has 1. Khalif has got 3. That's 8 players with assists for BYU as the Cougs have 20 assists to 10 turnovers.
Yeah, I was looking at plus 20 assists is one of my keys to the game, and
yes,
they got that. And now Spencer chance to get a double-double here.
And Spencer goes to the free throw line for his 3rd career double-double. He's got 8 points and 10 rebounds. He's got 9 points and 10 rebounds. So a free throw for a double-double for Spencer Johnson. BYU's 1-1 in his previous 2 double-doubles. Cool, pretty cool for senior night. He brought Joey out in his arms. Forever it is. 10 points. 10 rebounds. 4 assists for Spencer Johnson. Maybe we get Spencer on the postgame show tonight. That'd be nice. We'll see if Tyson Jex has the same thought in mind for us. 74-59. BYU by 15 and the ball. Dallin Hall between the circles. Dallin right side. Guarded there by Keller. BYU can really push this thing out here with 3:50 to play. Foos. Arc right. Dallin Hall. Downhill stop at the free throw line. Johnson free throw line jumper. No, off the rim. Rebound Dow. Connor Dow collects the carom. Javon Small front court left side. Transition triple. He knocked it down. Well, well, well. It's a 12-point game. Javon Small has 25 with 20 coming after halftime.
It's amazing how good these guys can be to get in that zone.
It is something else. And BYU's seen it from a lot of guys. Runner from Spencer Johnson at the other end. Big answer for BYU. It's a two off the window, and BYU back to a 14-point lead, 76-62.
He's like, Spencer's like, not on my senior night. He's not going to let that happen.
Can the Cougars turn off Javon Small? 25 with 20 coming after the break.
It's no small task.
Keller, Small. Hall's got him. Hall on Small. Step back three. Again!
And
a foul! A chance for a 4-point play to make it a 10-point game. This is outstanding. Javon Small cannot be stopped. 22 after the break and maybe 23. As he goes to the free throw line. Mark, we've seen some just remarkable second halves from opponents and individuals in the Big 12 this season, where BYU's got a game in the bag, and somehow it stays a game.
Yeah, UCF was a miraculous performance, and now this one tonight from Small.
And finally a miss. Finally a miss. He was 5 for 5, 86% coming into tonight. It stays an 11-point game, 76-65. Javon Small with a 23-point second half.
Use a little clock here.
Jackson Robinson backs it up to the top of the arc. BYU leads by 11. Foos on a post-up on Mike Marsh. Trying to body him out of the way. He leans into him. Jump hook is no good, but he's fouled. Team foul number 8 for Oklahoma State. Foos goes to the line. For 2, Mark. Should be on the shot, right?
Should be on the shot. And Foos, a good free throw shooter. Like I said, been struggling. 1 for 4 tonight. But he's had a nice, nice game. He's got 17 and got a big steal when they needed it. Hit a big little 10-foot jumper when they needed it.
Javon Small, first half, 1 for 4, 5 points. Javon Small, second half, 8 for 13, 23 points. He joins the Pop Isaacs, Darius Johnson Club, guys that are just kind of got hot in the second half against BYU. There were probably others too, but those come to mind.
And it's interesting when, if you let a guy get hot, there's almost nothing you can do. You see it in the NBA all the time, but sometimes in college, a guy gets in that zone and look out. But BYU's done a nice job kind of answering everything.
Foos makes them both, by the way, for the first time tonight, right? 2 for 2 for Foos, and BYU's lead, 13, 2:25 to go. You're watching one guy out there, number 12. He's in the right corner. And Spencer Johnson is all over him, and he almost got the steal from Small. Small's got Spencer on his back pocket, drives and is fouled on the way to the hoop. He'll get 2 free throws for 30. 2 free throws for a 30-point night as Trevin Nell picks it up on the help, and 78-65 may go to 78-67. Oklahoma State, a team with nothing to play for tonight, really, has really kept themselves in the game, even despite the fact the lead, Mark, never gets under double digits yet to this point. They're just hanging around, thanks in no small part to Javon, who's got 28, looks for 30 at the line.
Yeah, thanks to a small part.
Small makes the first. He's got 6 of 7.
You almost are willing to give him a 2 at this point, though. Just have your 2. Just don't hit that 3 in our face.
29 ties the career high. This is for a new career high for Javon Small. He's never had 30 in a game, ever. Until now. And so that's 3 different Oklahoma State players about career highs in scoring against BYU this year. Garrison and Keller and now Small. 11-point game, 78-67. Saunders for 3 to answer. Yes! Richie! For 3! King Richard gives BYU an 81-67 lead. That's an answer. And then an offensive foul as Johnson takes one in the chest. That'll be a turnover, and maybe that will do it. with BYU up 14 and the ball. The foul to Marsh, that'll be number 9, but it's a team control foul, no free throws. Richie Saunders with BYU's 12th three, and again, no team this year had made more than 10 against Oklahoma State from the arc.
These officials need to take control of this game because Oklahoma State's getting really chippy. And you don't want to lose a player at this point in the game if you're BYU.
They're going to look at it again. They're going to go to the monitor and, again, take a look at what happened to Spencer Johnson. Spencer, on a double-double night, 12 and 10 with 5, has taken the brunt of a couple of hard fouls in this game. And with 2 minutes remaining, they'll be back to the monitor in an 81-67 game. BYU by 14. The Cougs hit the 80-point plateau. And that means that you can text the words sub above to the number 61090 for your chance to win a free sub from Jersey Mike's. Again, text the words sub above to 61090. That's 61090 for your chance to win a free sub from Jersey Mike's. BYU gets to the 80-point plateau. Mark, off the air at the halftime break, I said all I want from BYU is a 50-point second half. They've got 49 with 2 minutes to play.
I think they're going to get there, and we'll probably get 2 free throws here. Marsh was in a good position to just set a screen, but then he lunges forward with the top half of his body and levels Spencer Johnson. I don't know that this will be a flagrant, but certainly Spencer will get some free throws.
So BYU may be finally out of the woods here, especially if it still goes flagrant. Common foul, so no free throws. But BYU will have the ball with 2 minutes to play and leading by 14. Since BYU took a double-digit lead at 39-29, the lead's never dipped below 10. So, the outcome never seriously in jeopardy, but the way Oklahoma State battled and the way Small got hot, they just kind of kept themselves, within arm's length. And we've seen a lot of crazy things happen in this league late in games.
BYU was on the brink, and that made that Dallin Hall three even bigger. That was just a huge three. BYU was getting nothing. Could not stop OSU, and then Dallin hit that three to kind of right the ship.
Put the lead from 13-16 with 7 minutes to play. And here now with under 2 to play, BYU runs it left side, Dallin up top. Dallin guarded by McBride. Pulls him out to the arc right side on a 15-second shot clock. He's got the taller McBride on him, who goes out of the screen set by Foose. Pass goes right corner, Johnson. Johnson posts up, mid-alley right. Gets to the paint and is fouled. Team foul 10. It'll be 2 free throws either way. Might have wanted to make a shot move from the right block, but the foul to... The foul to 14. Keller, his third, will put Johnson at the line for 2. Double bonus, BYU by 14 and 95 seconds to play. So Spencer Johnson on a 12-point, 10-rebound, 5-assist night goes to the line for 2.
A lot of that in the second half for Spencer. He was driven. He's the one that got the half started with the big 3. As he makes that free throw, he's having a great shooting night. 3 for 3 from the line, 2 for 3 from 3, 4 for 7. So really nice shooting nights. Most of that coming in the second half.
1:35 to go, and Spencer makes the first of 2 to make it a 15-point game, 82-67. Two for two, what a night. 14-10-5 for Spencer Johnson in his final home game as a BYU Cougar.
Very cool. Couldn't happen to a better guy, too.
BYU by 16, 83-67. And 1:27 to play. That should about be it for the Cowboys' comeback hopes. Dow, three-pointer left corner, no. Rebound chased down by Jackson Robinson, and BYU can take this under a minute, and BYU will win. It's home finale, win its 6th consecutive home game, finish with a winning record in Big 12 play in their first year in the toughest league in the country. BYU will be 10-8 and be the 5 seed in Kansas City. Jackson, drive, gather, miss at the rim. Rebound, Oklahoma State, 1 minute to play. 83-67. BYU's going to go to KC, Mark, with a better tournament seed, conference tournament seed than Kansas. The runner by Small is good, and his big night continues, 32 career high. But isn't that something?
That's
and I know Kansas dealt with a couple of injury issues, but you're Kansas. You should be able to withstand that kind of stuff, but they really had a tough season for them. And they'll be the 6th seed. BYU will be the 5 going into Kansas City next week.
Remarkable, and probably if whether Dickens can play, maybe you'd rather play Kansas than BYU at this point.
BYU in four court. Jackson drive. A little backhand flip in the window, and he scores it. Jackson Robinson, 17, to go with five rebounds. BYU 85, OSU 69. Shot clock off, 20 seconds to go. Drive going for the dunk is McBride, and blocking him at the rim and picking up the foul is Fuseni Traore.
And they're going to give him a T.
Why?
Because he complained about it. I think that's a great block on the dunk, is OSU going in to dunk it.
Well, he didn't do a lot, but they gave him a T. I mean, Foose is a pretty gentle sort, and he's more competitive on the floor than certainly he is. I can see that. He did voice his displeasure. He did wave his arms in the face of the official.
It was an incredible block.
And he got called for the foul. That's why he's upset about it. You got to give him some leeway there because he made a great play. And Small makes another free throw. That's 33 for Small. And the score, by the way, is 85-70 now. This to go to 85-71 if Small makes the second. And he does. And so that's 10 free throws made.
And now two free throws for McBride. Well, not that it matters at all. It's ridiculous, though. Great block, and then to call the T is ridiculous.
So 9 free throws, beg your pardon, for Small. A 34.9. Now McBride will shoot 2. Technical free throws to Small, and the shooting foul free throws to McBride, who misses. He's 2 for 4 at the free throw line.
So 17 seconds, so whatever happens here, BYU will have the ball, and I don't think OSU will foul. That'll be it.
Well, another miss. Offensive rebound to McBride. And Small is going to back it out to the arc. A step back three. Misses that one. Rebound. BYU, that'll do it. Cougars will bounce it out. 85-71 is going to be your final score. 3-2-1. And BYU's first Big 12 regular season is done with a win here at home. The Cougars finished 10-8 in conference, 22-9 overall, and go to Kansas City as the conference tournament 5 seed. Oklahoma State drops to 12-19, 4-14 in league, and they'll be the 13 to play number 12 UCF on Tuesday. BYU gets the winner of that game on Wednesday. Postgame recap is coming up on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, the BYU is an 85-71 winner over Oklahoma State here at the Marriott Center. Seniors taking the mic here at the Marriott Center as BYU gets ready for conference tournament play right now. Let's get you some postgame numbers, and then we'll get you our postgame honorees and our new skin data discovery as well. BYU 85, Oklahoma State 71. BYU shoots 51% on the night, 39% from the arc, and 73% from the stripe. The Cowboys shoot 45, 29, and 72, respectively. BYU out-rebounds Oklahoma State 35-33. BYU 21 assists and only 10 turnovers. I think 5 of BYU's 10 came in like the first 5 minutes, it felt like. BYU took really good care of the ball in the second half. Oklahoma State, 9 assists, 11 turnovers on this night. Rebound situation, BYU's out offensive rebounded Oklahoma State 8-7. That turned into only 6 second chance points. Oklahoma State had 7. Bench points, BYU big, plus 31 there, 44-13. Paint points to BYU at 36-30. Fast break to OSU at 9-8. BYU had 3 of the game's 4 blocks. BYU in a game with 1 lead change and 3 ties, led for 32 of the game's 40 minutes. BYU trailed by 6 points early, led by as many as 25 points the second half. Oklahoma State went on a 20-5 run to narrow that 25-point lead to just 10, but the lead never got to single digits in the final 18 minutes of the game, so BYU did certainly enough to hold the Cowboys at bay. Individual numbers of note, Spencer Johnson, third career double-double, 14 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. Also scoring in double figures, Traore with 19, he had 5 rebounds. Robinson, 17, he also had 5 rebounds. 9 points for Khalifa, 8 points for Saunders, 6 points for Waterman, 7 for Nell, 5 for Hall, and that'll get you to 85. Oklahoma State ends up with 71 points. The Cowboys are led by Javon Small, who was big, with 34, 29 coming after halftime. Wow.
It's almost, I mean,
you don't love it when it's happening against you, but you have to appreciate greatness when you see it. And that was just a great, great performance, and really exciting to watch. I'll remember that one for a long time. He was terrific, but just not enough help from OSU, his teammates, because he was amazing in BYU. But BYU found a way to kind of answer what he was doing enough to win this game.
All right, let's get to about. Let's tell you quickly that Oklahoma State was, in addition to Smalls, 34, got 9 from Garrison, 9 from Daly, 5 from Wright, 4s for Williams and McBride, 6 for Kellers also, and they're putting you at 71. And those are the numbers of note, bringing us to our new skin, Data Discovery. It is presented to you tonight and always by New Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. Mark, what have you discovered in tonight's box score for your New Skin Data Discovery?
Yeah, so BYU ends up shooting 39% from three, 4 for 19, I believe.
In the first half.
Yep. 8 for 12 in the second half. That's 67% in the second half. Really a dramatic turn of fortunes for BYU from the three, and no surprise they ran away with it in the second half.
Let's revisit your Ford keys to the game, because you had two of them.
Trip down memory lane. Yeah, it was double figure threes, which wasn't easy. Like you said many times, that OSU had not allowed more than 10 or even 10 just a couple times.
Yeah, BYU is the fourth team to get double figure threes, and no team had more than 10, and BYU gets 12 tonight. So that was one.
And then I thought it was important that BYU had a high assist number. That would kind of show that they were playing the right way. And
you wanted 20 or more.
Ended up with 21. So they were very obedient to my keys tonight.
On the way to an 85-71 win. All right, much more coming from courtside as postgame coverage gets underway. Your final score, BYU 85 and Oklahoma State 71. Oh, before the break, let's get to our Waystar star of the game. And Mark, even though the other guy who was honored as a departing senior that's on the floor tonight, Jackson Robinson, scored 17 with 5 rebounds, we're going to go with Spencer Johnson as the Waystar star of the game tonight with his third career double-double, 14 points, 4 of 7 from the field, 2 of 3 from 3, made all of his free throws, 14 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists for Spencer on this night. Spencer also added a couple of steals in 31 minutes of play as he ends up with a plus 8. So we like Spencer Johnson for our Waystar star of the game, brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. And the game seems pretty simple when Spencer does all those things for BYU.
Well, that is the epitome of Spencer Johnson, a stat line filler. He does it all. Tremendous rebounder. And I know Richie's kind of the glue guy, but Spencer is a glue guy. I mean, he does all the stuff that helps you win. He's a winner, and I'm glad he went out in his last game in this building in a great fashion like he did tonight.
All right, Ben Bagley coming up to kick off Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live. Cougs win at 85-71 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.